time once again to pour one out with the Pouring Old Man. My name is Russell. Welcome to the 53rd episode of the Pouring Old Man podcast. Pouring one out with me today, he's recently been described as the next Australian icon. You can find him online at Pouring Old Wazza, or you can find him way up in the sky, little darling. We know him as Warren Crawford.
G'day, guys.
Also joining us today is a man who's been described as living next door to another man. Online, you know him as the neighbour official, but around these parts, we just know him as Chris from next door.
Hey, guys, what's happening?
Oh, not too bad, mate, not too bad. Just another day, another fun time with the podcast.
Looks a bit stormy.
It does.
Yeah, a bit humid, a bit muggy.
Yeah, a bit gross.
Yeah,
it's
going
to be good, though.
Dude, yeah.
Adds to the show.
The microphone's on, so I believe the forecast calls for a bit of rain. Dogs next door, tradies next door, some low-flying aircraft.
I reckon we'll probably get a new noise one day. Imagine a murder.
Or
something. Oh, all right, let's go with that.
It'll be Java 69.
Java 69.
Have you seen the recent Rugby Union Internationals? He's a professional pest, basically. He keeps jumping into the lineups with the teams. So he lined up with the All Blacks during the anthem.
Yeah.
1 week, and the following week he lined up with the Japanese team.
Is it the same dude that did the English cricket thing?
Yeah, that's him.
Same guy.
Yep.
Yeah. Good in a weird way.
Well, yeah, it's good to the point.
Everybody got away with it.
Yeah, and he keeps getting away with it. They just need to grab the guy and just give him a good beating. All right, we've had enough. Let's take him out of the back, give him a bit of a whooping, and then he won't do it again.
Like so old school casino style.
This is the problem, right, with smartphones these days. Yep. Nobody has a phone book. So it's really hard to get away with beating the shit out of someone without a phone book.
You're giving us glimpses of the dark side of walls here, I think. It's a
group chat.
What do you mean? Is that not common knowledge?
Not anymore. Oh, no, but you are right, though.
Beating.
People need a good ass whooping. They really do. Mm. Yeah.
Well, within context anyway, let's not just put a blanket thing out there. We're not beating everyone, but just people that deserve it.
Old school ass whooping, not the new school. Stomp on your head sort of.
No, let's not go that far.
Yeah. Just a reminder. Exactly. A gentle reminder.
That you're human.
That you're human and fists hurt and...
Don't be a fuckwit.
Pretty much.
Mm. Yeah.
Correct. Speaking of reminders, here's a reminder. Who are we? We are the Pouring Old Man. Just a couple of old-timers sitting around talking about the ginger bears we love. You'll find freshly squeezed episodes of the show hitting podcast services every Tuesday morning around the world. You can also join the conversation on Facebook with the Pouring Old Man Facebook group, where you can join our community of like-minded bear lovers. There you can share your bears, share a laugh, and share your thoughts in a bullshit-free environment. You can also find the Pouring Old Man scattered all over the social medias. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and TikToks. Be sure to catch Warren's fantastic series of bear reviews on TikTok at Pouring Old Wazza. Chris is at The Neighbour Official on TikTok and Insta. And on Insta, he's been hosting a series of Instagram live events where we can chat bears, chat shit, and anyone can jump in and have a yarn.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm at Pouring Old Russ, and when I remember to take a photo of a bear, I'll put it up on my place, on my page. I haven't had any new interesting bears lately, so that's why it's gone a bit dormant over there.
Tell me you're changing your name to Bob Russ.
I've got to incorporate...
I want to high-five that one.
I've got to incorporate a watercolour in my background at some point. My aim is to turn around my chair, have the painter's what's that,
the palette,
the palette, yes, have the palette and the brush. Oh, hello there, just drinking some happy little beers.
It was funny when I was in a high stress environment for work. I used to watch Bob Ross to go to sleep.
Really?
There was something about his tone.
Yeah.
That was very calming.
Did you pull your horn to him too?
That's funny.
Speaking of which, actually, is a weird segue. Someone's going to ask you, we're in the middle of November.
Yeah.
Now, the young kids around social media call this No Nut November.
Yeah.
Are you guys participating in this at all?
No chance.
Clearly, I think this whole No Nut November thing, for anyone that's everyone's not oblivious, it means you no sex and no jacking off for the entire month of November.
Dude, I get it.
Which, based on that, I swear, the whole concept was invented by people that have never been married.
What?
Yes.
I started No Nut November probably back in February. So this guy, it's been 4 days of struggling. Really? Really?
That's what I said. I'm open for business, mate. I'll get it where I can.
Yeah, smoke them if you got them.
Yeah, exactly right. Fuck me. No. Wake up to yourselves.
Oh, there comes the rain. There we go.
You get the awareness.
Okay, carry on.
All right. Yeah. Why? I don't understand the purpose of this. No, not November.
Oh, I don't get it either.
Are they doing it for some reason?
I think because it's a catchy hashtag and something to talk about online.
Wasn't there an October version as well?
October is something.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah, October. September just gets ignored.
You should know that, technically.
So basically by the...
No, we ignore that one. That's why we don't know
and
it.
And Dry July.
Yeah, Dry July in October.
By the essentially the third week of November, we're going to have some angry millennials and Gen Zs
running around. You walk through Fortitude Valley, there'll just be a whole bunch of young guys are humping rubbish bins in. Like,
trying to fight you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, actually, there's just not every Friday, Saturday night in the valley.
Waking up, going, "Mom, I had a wet dream again." 5 weeks. Anyway, what's been happening, guys?
I've got another Anala story.
Oh yes.
There's probably
actually,
not as good.
I was going to ask about Sloppy Dot.
Sloppy Dot.
Yeah, Sloppy Dot that wears his dressing gown into work.
I haven't seen him for a while.
That's what I'm calling him.
I haven't seen him for a while, but I had someone yesterday, and because we're a pub that has pokies, people just assume that we are a bank, and so they come in with tins and buckets of small change. Can you change this for us? So no, we cannot. this woman comes up to go, "I've got some change. Can you change it?" So, "Well, what is it?" And she hoists up. It's like the size of a shot put, and whang onto the bench. And it's all wrapped up in a sock. She had a sock full of loose change.
Okay, that's scary. It's
like, I don't want to touch that.
Well, that's
and she's reassuring me that, oh no, it's a clean sock. It's a new sock. So I don't care.
There's two reasons for that, right? One is it's an easy and convenient way to carry your coins. The other is to beat the shit out of anyone that tries to take it from you.
Well, yeah, it was well served for the purpose. She had about $50 with a 20 and 50 cent pieces in there. Like,
who the fuck has that top change on?
I don't know.
Is it robbing phone boxes?
Maybe.
Is it phone boxes anymore?
There is actually. I've seen three.
They use them as Wi-Fi hotspots.
All over Brisbane.
Yes. Yeah.
They reconfigure them as Wi-Fi hotspots.
That's clever. That's clever.
Yeah, all right, fine.
That's clever.
The other one I wanted to make from my Anala files.
Yeah.
I had to help this guy yesterday with his TAB app. Because not that I'm a tech for TAB, but he just can't.
What?
He's Vietnamese, so he struggles to speak English anyway. Yeah. So we
reverse map.
Yeah.
You said TAB app,
yes,
on his phone.
Yes.
Okay, you have TAB in the venue.
Correct.
Isn't that sort of contradictory of what service you provide?
No, because there's, I don't want to sound like a TAB thing, but there's an in-venue mode that you can use, so we get commission off digital as well.
I did not know that.
So, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this guy, he's struggling because he had a win on his app, and it hadn't gone through to his account, so he's getting me to help him. I was like, all right, fine, we can have a look at your account balance. What's your PIN number? So, I don't know that. So, you don't know your PIN number? No. So, right. Well, through the app, you can change your PIN number. All right, so we go to the screen, right, found out how to do it. Like, here's your reset PIN number. Right, just enter your password. What's your password? I don't know that either. So, okay, making this really hard, dear pal. And then we had to... work out how to reset the password. So you got to log out, log back in, click the reset your password things. All right, reset your password. Now, you just need to answer the question, what is your pet's name? He goes, my pet's name's Maya. Then he started asking me how to spell his pet's name. I was like, mate, I don't know.
This is the best.
I don't know what your pet is.
I feel like this is what your grandparents are like on apps.
Yeah. This is exactly it. And
what's my password again?
Oh.
I can't remember mine. Why am I going to remember yours?
Oh, no. Anyway,
it's still pretty funny. Yeah. It was funny though.
The good news is we got through, we reset all his passwords and his PIN numbers, and at the end he couldn't remember which was his PIN number, which was the password. Which one's the PIN number? The four-digit one. And so what was the password? That's the word you put in. Oh, not the four-digit, no. Anyway.
What about you, Boz? What's been happening?
Plenty, actually. I have a couple of shout-outs to do.
Yeah.
One was to Farouk from last week.
Yeah. I bet you do.
His comments. Yeah. the next Australian icon. Good on you, pal. The other one was, so shout out to Russ as well for...
Hey, I'm going to shout out.
The introduction to Letterkenny.
Yes.
So now I've just got a bunch of like catchphrases running through my brain.
So many catchphrases, so many like just little digs and banter and just like, it's just a show full of fast wits. Yeah. And it's great.
Every time there's someone talking, so in my mind I'm like, pitter patter, let's get at her.
I've got to watch this, eh?
Yeah.
It's on SBS, isn't it?
Well, SBS, the online service.
I'll start it.
Some of the best bits, and they're actually really well written. Like, it's easy to dismiss the thing, oh, just like he's making fun, but it's actually really cleverly written bits. Like, when they start a new season, they do a special kind of intro to it. And there's one at the end of season one, there's this big scrap. And at the start of the second season, it's almost like sort of a spoken word rap bit, whereas every sentence is all based around, like, you know, first the letter A, then one of the characters says something with B, and then it changes the letter B, and it's really cool. Like, when you get there, you understand what I mean. Like, it's actually very cleverly written.
Yeah.
All right, I'll definitely check that out.
Yeah, it's good. It's worth it. Yeah.
I keep getting the fucking videos from Russ.
They should pay me as a promoter of that, because I've been
I love this bit. It's so funny. Okay, man, I'll take your word for it.
The other shout out was to Brucha Libre.
Yes.
For making fun of my voice.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Where was that?
It was in one of the comments for something. He was also saying,
oh no, I think that was me as well, because I said I've got to put extra bass on the audio so you don't sound like my mother-in-law.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And then he's added something about reaching puberty. Yeah. I'll send you a photo of my swinger if you need proof, mate.
Oh, shit. You refer to it as a swinger.
Yeah. It might be blurry because it's very well zoomed in.
It's pixelated like Minecraft.
What's that next to it? Oh, it's in a large flea. It's just.
I'll get cool. My Photoshop skills under that one.
You got any shout outs?
Yeah, actually, I got one from Brucha Libre as well. Ryan reached out to me. Yeah. He had a suggestion. He said, you guys got to challenge yourself 1 week and do a size-on / farmhouse episode.
I reckon that's a great idea.
I reckon that is a fantastic idea. So we try and do that in a few weeks' time.
Because I know how much you love them.
Should I tell my story now?
I do like them. I like farm ales as well.
The Blister ones I had last year, they were fine and interesting like them.
Yeah.
But I was at Blister the other week. They had the newest one on tap there, which was a size on. Yeah. And went up there. I just automatically order a schooner just to see what, you know, if I'm allowed a schooner. Mm. Then I can have a schooner of that one, please. And they go, do you just want to try it first?
Is that the dude with the glasses?
No, it's one of the girls. And immediately I thought, okay, this doesn't sound good. Like, either she's thinking that I'm just a rookie drinker and I don't like good beer, or there's something wrong with the beer. And I was like, sure, I'll try it. And like, she poured out this, like, it's mostly like head and foam and stuff like that. She gave this and I had a taste of it, and it tastes like soggy Weet-Bix. it was like, oh, you know, I'll have a skin of the XBA, thanks. But I'm just putting it down to that. I think that just might have been just not a good beer. If the bar staff don't have confidence in the product, not a good sign.
Yeah.
So, but it's something I do want to try. So, yeah. Accessibility to those styles is hard for where me and Chris are in Springfield. So, we've got to go a bit of a road trip and organise ourselves for that.
Yep.
But, yeah, definitely something we will give it a red hot go.
Mm. Yeah, nice. I think we'll probably have a bit of a shout out for the commentator coming up in future episodes as well.
Yes.
So we'll release that when we're getting a bit closer to it.
All right. Sounds good. I've got a few, actually.
Yep.
First one, Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Yeah. It's going to tip Brisbane over, I reckon, with the amount of listeners, potentially.
Yeah.
They're climbing up the stats. So I think the horse has done something and we just stuck a few. Good work, Woz.
Yeah, thank you.
The one-arm push-up's done it.
Yeah, I'm so glad we had a Melbourne Cup kind of themed episode, because, you know, Melbourne Cup and craft beer drinkers just go get so well.
It's funny because we do an American one and it tanks in America. but mind you, we did slay their beers too. Like,
yeah. Well, they didn't know that until, you know, if they listened to it.
Actually, they didn't even listen to it, did they?
No.
Not me. We've had a few this week. We've got someone from Houston, Texas popped up. So
I was going to say that. Big call from Texas. Yep. That's the other one. Hello, Texas. I was going to sing that little song. Yeah. That was on the Big Bang Theory, you know, the Texas song. No, don't worry about it.
Anyway. You're on your own there, champ.
Yep, cool. But I do want to do a couple of shout-outs from the lives.
Yes.
Okay. First one is from Tim from Mount Pleasant Brewing.
Yes. Mount Pleasant Road Brewing.
Mount Pleasant.
I keep stuffing that as well, but I was looking through the stuff as Mount Pleasant Road Brewing. Right. So, okay,
perfect. Talking about the trials and tribulations of a gypsy brewer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how like some of the struggles that he has, some of the rewards that he's got, you know, in terms of that. It was really, really good to listen to.
I was just impressed with him and his brewing partner. Like, they're still like, he's a teacher, and the brewing partner's like a paramedic or something. So
and brother-in-law.
Full-time jobs and trying to start up a brewery as well. That's incredible.
Right?
That's
a line. Yeah.
Thanks
a
lot.
That was really good. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was a good one. And also, if you get a chance, guys, check out their website and give them some support, which I really like. The fact that they do have an online portal and you can purchase their stuff on there, which is really good. Next one is Mark from Beards and Beers.
Yes.
Was another good chap we had. Paul Wazza jumped on. He did talk about a fair bit about men's mental health, which was pretty super important.
Absolutely.
Just what he was sharing with certain stories and stuff like that. The only issue is, for some reason, didn't save like the actual live recording, which I was a bit shitty about because that was really gold. And he did give a mention to Beer Blokes Australia, which is a website dedicated to beers and men's health.
Okay.
No, men's mental health.
Yeah, nice. That was a really good show. I was on the sidelines. I couldn't actually get on the video, actually. I was a bit late, but it was actually really...
Oh, shit. You're playing Creeper in the bushes.
He was. He was saying little cheeky lines in the background.
Yeah. There's a delay on that, though. Look, you guys will say something. I'll respond to it with a line, and then like 5 minutes later, you guys see it. It's like, well, this is no good for me.
No, we see it. We just didn't get back to it.
That's fine. I was playing Animal Crossing and like, talking to you guys at the same time. So. Yeah.
You were playing Animal Crossing?
Yeah. I'd rather not talk about that.
We weren't going to sit there and go, hang on, guys. Russ has got a comment back.
And the other one, too.
Coming from the cheap sets.
And the final one to Alana, which jumped in, some random supporter. And she actually talked about craft breweries far north Queensland, like in Cairns and stuff like that, which is really cool. I thought it was really rad. And she gave us a few access to websites and look at, but which you can't sort of purchase on an online portal, I think we discovered. Was that right, was it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, but I just like how it's growing. It's getting thicker as we go north. Yeah.
Head into the places you don't expect craft breweries to go. Like, it's starting to get out there, isn't it? Like, it used to be, it was all inner cities, all like the hipster areas, whereas now it's getting into places, you know.
Well, she was talking like there's a couple of Cairns and then Port Douglas, you know. Before you know it, there's going to be like a tree brewery in the Daintree, you know what I mean? It's just awesome, because I remember last time I went up north, it was a thought, you know, people were sort of like, don't know, it's going to go, because you're deep in Bundy Rum, where it's gold country up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's thick. So it's a bold move to do it, and it's good that it's making a footprint, and let's hope it you know, sticks and lasts.
Yeah, cool. Nice.
Perfect. All right. First beer, guys.
Cracking on some beers. Time now for show and tell. This week, each of us bring a beer to the table and a story to tell. This week, we're doing something a little bit different, actually. Not quite as bold as our farmhouse ales, but it's something different. It's
farmhouse ales.
Farmhouse. Yeah. Well, the one I got from Ballistic tastes like farmhouse ales.
Sweaty farmhouse.
So we testing a few ginger beers this week. It's a thing that every brewery seems to have a version of, and hey, let's give it a crack. So, Woz, what have you got for us?
So, I've got it's not a beer. I suppose it is a beer, but it's a beer from Black Ops.
Yep.
Which is their ginger cider. So, technically, no, it's not exactly a ginger beer, but it's got ginger in it, so...
It's a ginger beverage from a craft brewery. It counts.
Yes, exactly.
We stuck the landing.
But I think you'd be pleasantly surprised how this stacks up against other ginger beers.
I'm pretty keen.
Yeah. This is actually part of their core range, so you can get it...
Is it?
Anytime. Anyway. It is harder to find than most of their core range beers.
It's not one that I see around very often. It's only sporadic that I see it. So I always thought it was just a temporary release. And
No. It's core range.
Cool.
Where did you get it from, though?
The brewery.
Oh, you're right. Directly.
But actually, so this is kind of an offshoot, but I went to the Woods Bar the other day in Mitchelton.
Yeah.
They had it in the in the lineup. So it is out and about. It's just tougher to find.
Yeah.
Cool. I think First Choice might have it as well.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Now, I've got to say that the problem with this episode doing ginger beer is that the wife sees something a bit scary on the way out the door. She goes, "Oh, I might listen to this episode."
Well, that's fucked.
So, So I've got to cancel our usual segment, Shit My Wife Does. So tune in next week, and I'll have a double episode of that. So I just don't want to get in trouble with her at all.
Fair enough, yeah. I had some good shit lined up for that.
I know. It's been a good week with but hey, I got to keep it out of the doghouse for
fair enough,
week.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Actually, the entire house is a doghouse, but that's another story.
Well, first remarks, smells the part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely does.
Yeah, smells gingery.
Yeah, it smells gingery.
I'm disappointed I didn't have more time because. There is another ginger beer. These are kind of my two go-tos.
Mm.
There's three go-tos, fuck it. So there's this one. There's the Brookvale Union because you find it on tap everywhere.
Yep.
The other one, if I'm looking for something really good, is it's called Ginger Beard. It's actually from a UK brewery.
Oh,
and you can
okay.
get it at Dan's, or at least you used to be able to.
Right, okay. Yeah, because the Brookvale Union is kind of the one that set the whole thing in motion, I believe. Well, they kind of got big early. And everyone kind of started doing alcoholic ginger beers after that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I was surprised.
Stones were the first one, weren't they?
Well, yeah.
But nobody ever bought it.
Yeah, no one ever bought it, yeah.
Because it was ahead of its time, wasn't it? Well, really, they should have been the front runner with it.
Oh, yeah. One of the pubs was that we got the Brookvale Union ginger beer. And I thought, we'll give it a go, see how it goes. We got it in like two cartons there. I came in like 3 days later and it was gone. I was shit, okay. People actually like this.
Yeah.
No, it was weird. No one had ever asked for it. Mm. But as soon as they saw it, they just jumped on it. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it smelled good. First taste, not too bad. But while we're doing that, while we're mulling it over, I'll quickly knock over the mail, yeah? You get any mail?
I did. It was from Brenda.
Oh, yeah? You want to go first?
Yeah. It's a short one. It just says, hi, Wazza.
Thanks, Brenda. Yeah, thanks.
You're beauty.
Yeah.
Thanks for your feedback.
It's contributions from the audience that makes the show work, honestly.
Yes, it really does.
I'll be a bit emotional after that one. Brenda's really hit a nerve.
All right. Well, the first one I've got.
So the Simpsons quote is, if only I could say a few words, I'll be a better public speaker. Thank you.
The first one I got was from Troy G. Friend of last week's episode. He said, I enjoy the Banner Boys. Thank you, Troy. Magpie season is a rite of passage. You had to run the gauntlet. If not, you're shamed among your peers. That makes sense.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Not about Wazza, Russell, because he was from New Zealand and Magpies are pussies over there. So
they're just scared of the people, I think.
No, I think so. No, they're not. They're all just as sedate as every other living thing on that island.
Russell's version of it was when they're coming in from the dairy and the Nick Minute.
Anyway. Yeah. Now the whole nation's been sedate ever since the Great Cannabis Fire of 1972. I don't know why, but
Cannabis Fire of 72.
Yeah, it's still burning now.
Still burning now. Yeah. Well, too easy, Troy. We'll keep at it, and I'm glad you like that. Next one is from Stacey M. I think that's a Greek. I'm not even going to try and pronounce it.
Mykonos. There's only a Greek word I know that starts with M.
Yeah. And she goes, I had the
Malacca.
Malacca. She goes, I had the opportunity to watch an Instagram live last Thursday. Love the beards and the dad bods. I think she's calling you fat was. Remember, tell your kids, if your dad doesn't have a beard, you have two mums. There you go.
Yeah.
Well,
I get a bit of beard envy. I can't grow a very like.
Your beard's all right.
It's all right, but when I look at like your guys' beards and what Wazza had the other week before he like trimmed it, it's you know.
Yeah, it was a beaky beard.
It's tough company, you know. It's yeah.
But you keep it in good shape, good form.
If I grow it too long, it's mostly white and fluffy, and I end up looking like Santa Claus.
Always a question: does the curtain match the drapes? Just for Stacey.
I don't know. My belly's too big. I can't see down there.
Oh, it's long enough to class it as legally dead. Actually, just before you go on, I have a gripe about last week's episode when you're talking about Salt Bay's restaurant.
Right. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And you were referring to the baklava.
Yeah.
And you were calling it something.
Baklava.
Beard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Baklava or something. It's baklava.
Baklava.
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't give me shit about that.
You sounded like I was saying Yowie wrong.
Oh, that's right.
But then the way you're saying it back, no, it's not Yowie. It's okay. Yowie. So you said exactly the same way I did. No, it's Yowie. I said Yowie. No, Yowie. I said Yowie.
Was pretty funny though.
It's a bunyip, by the way.
A bunyip. Next one is from Rob Bob the Roof Rat. Yeah, right. Anyway, yep. Said, fire up, champ. I'm with you. I'm with you, neighbour. Who mows the lawn on a Thursday? Don't blame you, mate.
And like a rat with a gold tooth.
Yeah. I just couldn't believe it. Hey, we start up, and oh, mate, no one's even living there, and then it just starts up. Yeah, got me going. But he has asked, what, in our opinion, is the best brewery in Brisbane?
I'll say the best brewery in Brisbane, my opinion at the moment, would be Ether. Ooh. I think Ether's probably best in Brisbane currently.
This is a pretty broad sort of thing.
And I don't know whether he's talking about the actual brewery to go to or the beers they produce. I don't go down to breweries to have an opinion on that. But from beers they produce, I think Ether's probably one of the better ones. But then everyone's got their own niche that they're good at. Like, there's far... It's easier to find a good brewery in Brisbane than it is a bad one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just mainly because Moondog's in Melbourne.
Oh, we can't tarnish him anymore.
Oh, well, we can. No. Oh.
Allegedly.
It's a long road for redemption for them. So.
Road for redemption.
It is. It's like nine shit beers and one good beer doesn't redeem you. But anyway.
That's only got to win the lotto once, mate.
I suppose.
Sorry, boss.
That's all right. No worries. Just on that, though, sorry. I think I think there is several good breweries in Brisbane at the moment.
Yeah.
Doing just interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I think you're right. I think Ether's doing some good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Despite their price tag, I think Range do some good stuff.
Yeah.
They're just expensive. Mm. I also think, I
don't think Range are that bad, like, price-wise. Like, when you compare them to, like, the Mountain Cultures and the Deeds and stuff like that, they're not at that level. They're not doing the $18, $19, $20 beers.
Is it
$12, $13, which I can understand that, especially because it's a small batch. I don't think price-wise it's so bad. Not like, yeah, like, especially like, yeah, Deeds and Mr. Banks, like, they you know, $22, $23 for their cans. Like, yeah. Yeah.
I think there's a few others that are noteworthy as well.
Mm.
Bacchus Brewing.
Absolutely, yeah.
Working Tidal.
Oh, actually, I keep forgetting about Backers. Yeah, Backers is probably one of the best ones as well. As far as like an exploration of flavours, like Backers would be, that's a destination brewery, I reckon.
And last was Happy Valley.
Good.
Just because, you know, investor.
It's been 32 minutes since he mentioned them, so.
Yeah, exactly. But I do think they're kind of at that point where they're delivering a good quality product, but they're not so big that they just focus on IPAs and hazies and you know, do the ballistic thing.
Mm.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine's interesting. Like, when I think of best brewery, I think of the Holy Trinity. So it has to come.
So you're thinking like Castlemaine and Milton, Yetla for CEB.
Asahi, Dara. Is that where it is? Now, I think of like the Holy Trinity as in service, atmosphere, and product.
Yep.
Okay, so to get the best one, you got to nail those up three. But again, all the breweries are different.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, depends where you go. Like, let's say there's one in Sumner. The service is fucking shit. The beers are good.
I wonder who you're referring to there.
Anyway.
Do we know any?
Anyway, but the beers are good. And depending on what day you go, depending on what the atmosphere is like.
Mm.
Does that make sense? No, I'm meaning like, you know, if the music's too loud, there's a podcast, but it's too inconsistent. And again, you know, you need to find one. I haven't been into Bacchus to see if Bacchus has a good environment, but in terms of that, to be honest, Friday night or Saturday night at Slipstream.
Yeah.
Mm.
Agreed.
Yeah. I've spent time there post Reno, so I need to check it out. It does look a pretty awesome setup there. So.
So that's where I'm at.
I think there's a few like that. Like Newstead in near the Gabba. What's that suburb? Milton.
Yeah.
It's same sort of thing. Has some interesting beers.
Mm.
Services okay.
Yeah.
But the vibe and the energy is quite high.
Yeah.
The service is poor, whatever, but it's a good environment. So it is, I agree. There's several aspects.
You got to nail that.
Yep.
Yeah. But if you're sitting at home, if you've got a good beer, you've got a good beer, you make what you want of it.
Well, yeah.
All right. That's all for the mouth.
Yeah. All right.
Beers.
Check on the beers. It's interesting flavor. The ginger's there. It's quite a smooth ginger taste. It's not the, a lot of times you get like spicy ginger sort of flavor. It's nice and smooth. But the apple is kind of mellowing out a bit as well. So,
It's
quite tasty.
I actually really enjoy it.
Mm.
Yeah, I think ciders are for skirts, kilt wearing bearded men.
It's time to chili.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the apple, and it sort of takes the burn out. Mm. Taste the apple. Yeah. Mm. The green apple, sort of. I assume it's green apple, is it? Does it say?
I don't know, but I'd assume so.
My only query with it seems a bit flat, right? It's not as fizzy, but that just might be, I'm not used to this, drinking a ginger cider or whatever,
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't have.
I think ginger beers do tend to be less carbonated than your average beer.
Mm. I could easily get pissed on it.
Mm.
Yeah. What's your score?
I'm actually going to give it an 8.
Give it an 8?
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a 7. Okay. Well, don't get me wrong, I really like it, but I don't want to be like 4 times in a row having the same score as you, so I'll give it a 7.
Yeah, that's what it was last week.
I oh, shit. Yeah. Yeah.
Rolling out.
Yeah, I was at an 8, so, yeah.
Yeah, 2 8s and a 7.
Yep.
Well, couldn't keep up, Russ.
All right, let's get number 2. All right, next one up for our exploration of ginger beers. You've visit your mates, Chris. He's taking photos for socials.
We're into it already.
Yeah. No, muck around, man.
I did.
I'll say mucking around. We've been mucking around for the last 37 minutes. So.
I've been around your mates at my local, which I think is pretty good. Like, your mate seems to be readily available, like Black Hops everywhere. I don't know what it's like around the rest of the country, but I know
around Queensland, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
It's such a clever brand, like as far as like marketing wise, like having like Larry and Tilly and Sally as their bear names and just very attractive cans with all the cartoons and stuff. So
it was when I was looking, I was like, I'm just gonna get this. Like I was looking at what was the other one, Fat Pixie or whatever it was.
Yeah,
I don't even know who makes that. Fat Pixie.
Little Creatures, maybe?
I don't know.
No, it's... I can't remember. I think it's an actual independent one, I think.
Yeah. But they were sitting right next to each other. It was very... I just grabbed this masculine look.
Yeah.
So, if that's anything to go by. You know what I mean? Like, you've done something well. Yeah. I'm not going to read the blurb on the back because it is a ginger beer.
Guess what? That's all you need to know.
There's ginger in it.
All right. So, Tilly Ginger Beer from your mates.
Here we go. It's only a 330.
Yeah, so looking at that, it's a bit of a smaller can, so they might get a deduction for that.
A deduction. Half a mop.
Mm.
Trying to measure 110 milliliters for everyone.
I think you pretty much nailed it there.
I did. You did all right. Eyed it in.
Just while we're going through this ginger beer, did you want to discuss the recent COVID mandates here in Queensland?
I reckon too. I reckon Rossmore in particular and how it affects the venues. What sort of you're going to be faced up against?
Yeah, well, the venues under the gun because one, we're going to be copping it from customers who don't like it, and two, we're going to be copping it from police and licensing inspectors if we don't do our job properly, all because we got to do the job of health officials and police. Like it's putting us in a really awkward position.
Yeah.
Plus, we've also got to enforce it for our staff as well. So come December 17 is the latest it will be.
Mm.
If it could be soon, it could be as soon as like December 8th.
Mm.
We're all of a sudden going to have people who are not vaccinated not working. So we're going to be short staffed, under the pump from customers and under the pump from licensing officials. So it's, yeah.
Was it you the one that shared the word for word quote from the police commissioner?
Yes.
That was you?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Basically saying, in short, is the police commissioner saying that they don't expect us to act as the police. That's their job. And it's like, well,
who's going
to
enforce it?
Yeah, we do have to be the police because we have to tell people to leave or deny entry. And say, yeah, we can call the police to get assistance that people aren't leaving. Like, how long is if they got two calls on the line? One is for a murder suicide in like Morningside, and the other one is for like you know an anti-vaxxer not leaving a pub. Which are they going for too? Like,
I'll tell you which one they're going to. Mm. The one where the guy's running a red light. That's the most important one.
Yep. Yeah.
But how does this?
What was that? What's the red light thing? Did I miss
something? Like revenue building.
Revenue generation.
Oh, got you. All right. Yeah. Sorry.
So what's but what's the difference between you having to check their COVID stamp versus you having to check their license and deny them entry if they're underage?
Well,
or intoxicated.
Because checking license, that's because alcohol is a controlled substance. So we have controls in place to check IDs, make sure that the right people are drinking it.
Well, now it's a controlled venue based on COVID
stamp. But then the people that we are, like we're bartenders, hospitality workers, we're not health professionals. So we shouldn't be judging people on if they are vaccinated or not vaccinated, whether you can come into our venue as well. That's where I'm at. Well, don't get me wrong, I'm not anti-vax. People should be vaccinated. It's there. The science is proven. It's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm just not pro-mandate. I think if people haven't got the vaccine now, that's on them. Like if you end up in intensive care with long COVID, well, unlucky.
Yeah.
But this is where, you know, essentially the issue is it's not on them necessarily. They might just carry it. They might get it and it might be mild, but they might pass it on to someone that cops it more significantly.
Yeah.
Or because they just don't want to go and get a jab.
Yeah.
Mm. So this is where I differ. I'm like, yeah, there needs to be some sort of penalty. As an encouragement to go and just get it done. If you have no valid excuse and you're just doing it because you don't want to get told what to do.
And look, hospitality places have been like copying it, you know, from the start. You know, we were one of the first ones to be closed.
The whole industry was nearly crippled because of
it. Yeah, we were closed down for months. When we opened up, we're you know severely restricted with how many people we could put in. Then we're the first to have the sign in on entries and all those sort of mandates. Like, long before Coles and everyone else had to do it. Like, we were doing that before it was even a QR code. Like, we'd just write down a piece of paper and stuff like that and be regulated and fined and if we didn't do it right. So. Now it's just another thing that we're having to do. So,
I understand what you're saying with incentive wise. I don't know if you're aware of this, but in Palm Island, in North, I'm pretty sure it'd be in other areas like more like Indigenous missions or First Peoples missions and stuff like that. The incentive was we'll pay you $1,000 to go get the jab, no COVID jab.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, but that's the. Like, just the incentivized of that, you know what I mean? Like, I thought that was just fucking hectic.
But this is the thing, to assess it properly, you've got to understand herd immunity.
Yeah.
There is a portion of the population that vaccines have no effect on.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, so we need, there's a certain threshold where, so 90, 95, 99%, depending on the virus, where there is enough people vaccinated that protect those that can't be vaccinated to keep them safe.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is kind of the argument. Is like, well, the thing is, if you have no valid reason not to get it, then you're choosing to put those at risk in the community that are susceptible to it, that can't get immunized. That's not fair for them. So it is about community. It's looking out for your fellow man, which I know in this day and age is a big drama for people, but just doing the right thing by your neighbour. I understand your point. Your point is like, well, I just don't like being told what to do.
Yeah.
But at the same token, you get told what to do every time you walk out of the house.
Every time you drive a car, every time
I get told what to do every morning before my missus leaves.
Exactly. So you get told you have to wear a seatbelt, you have to follow the speed limit, you can't do coke and run over kids.
Yeah.
Like, you get told what to do constantly.
What was that one? Did you say that?
I said you can't do coke and run over kids.
Yeah, you got to do them separately. You run over the kids, then do coke.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a process. Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, you get told every day of your life you have to
and
do something.
This is a new thing. Like, it's not part of the social contract just yet. Like, there's things that we don't do because you don't want to be an arsehole. You know, you don't walk up to someone and spit in their face. You don't, you know, you push someone over in the supermarket just because you want to. There's the social contract that we have.
Yeah.
Being vaccinated for the good of humanity is not in there yet, but it probably needs to be.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, it kind of should be.
Yeah. Just because it's a new thing for COVID, whereas, like, you know, all kids pretty much get vaccinated you know, what's it, you know, the mumps and measles and whatever it is when they're kids.
Yeah, yeah. But that started somewhere, and it started in exactly the same way.
Exactly right.
The difference is now that we're all entitled and privileged, and we don't understand the dangers.
The other side is, like, Queensland is the last one to do so. All the other states have moved forward. Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria have already started it. And the feedback from the company I work for is that they've had very few issues.
They're going to tell you that, though, too.
Well, no, they are very honest and with it. If there's issues, they'll let us know, so we prepare. Yeah. Like, they're not going to hide that. They haven't had that many staff that they've had to let off, which I think that will be different here. So I know probably half my staff are going to leave. But then, and customers-wise, they haven't had too many issues with it. So hopefully it goes smooth up here.
What about this ginger beer?
So how about this ginger beer?
Again, actually, it's pretty good.
I don't like it.
Oh, really?
No.
I felt really clear, crisp.
It's what I expected from a ginger beer to be. It just tastes like a maybe nice pungent version of like a Bundaberg ginger beer kind of thing. It's it's nice. It's gingery. It's sparkling, but it's okay.
Yeah. Do you want to know what I don't like?
Go on then.
It's too sweet.
Oh, good point. Mm. Yeah.
It's really sweet, like sickly sweet.
I don't mind that, so...
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, it's individual preferences, right? But for me, that's just really overbearingly sweet. And I agree, it is crisp and you get the ginger spice to it, which is nice. Mm. But the sweetness is just too strong for me.
Yeah. At the end of the day, like, ginger beer is not something that when I go to the craft beer fridge or the beer fridge, I'm not going to reach out and grab one for myself. Like, it's not something I'm that into, so...
But I mean, you might want to go to a different pub than the one you go to and order yourself a ginger beer. Who knows?
No, it's just, it's not my sort of thing. If I'm going to drink a ginger beer, I'll just grab a soft drink version. But
you're saying that's very soft drink like.
Yeah, very much.
Yeah, so. Actually, that's pretty good point.
Like where that was way better than Black Ops one.
Mm.
I don't know, it just felt a bit more manlier, even though it's cider. To me, the kids could easily get mistaken with that.
It's the 21st century, mate. Men drink cider too, buddy.
Are we allowed to say that anymore?
Is it what?
Like, it's a man like drink. Can we say that?
Okay.
It's a him drink.
I don't care.
You just compared getting vaccinations to the Holocaust, mate. I'm pretty sure no one's going to focus on that.
That fucking opens up a lot of worms, doesn't it?
Yeah. I look forward to next week's mailbag.
Oh, Jesus. It's going to be
bad. Actually, have you guys tried?
Well, as we recently renamed it, the white mailbag.
Moving on, have you guys tried the Little Fat Lamb brewed ginger, alcoholic ginger that you can get at Dan Murphy's?
No.
It's like 8%.
Yeah, I had it fucking rouse you.
Yeah, it does. It rouses you. So the reason they don't call it ginger beer is because it's not actually brewed ginger where ginger beer is.
Yeah.
That's just wine that they've added ginger to.
Right, okay.
Which is why it's 8%.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is why it rails you.
I think the fact Pixie is along the lines of that as well. I think if that's brewed, I think that's a mix.
I'm glad I didn't do it. Mm. Well, in terms of school, where does your mates Tilly rack up to?
Yeah, I probably agree. I don't like it as much as the Black Ops one, so I'll drop it down to a 6.
I'm at a 4. Yeah. I just wouldn't buy it again.
Yeah,
I'm with you. Actually, was 4. I think because I wouldn't buy it again.
Yeah.
That was just soft drink. Like, it wasn't. There was nothing boozy or nothing about it.
Yeah.
Like, I could literally.
Actually, I just remembered as well. It is in a smaller can, so I'm going to give it a 5.
That's exactly good.
It's a 330ml can. At least like the Black Ops and the next one's like 375ml can. And so there's no excuse. So it's a 330ml can. It's piss weak, so yeah.
Fine. If someone handed me one, I'd drink it. But I'm not going out of my way to buy it ever again.
No, that's right. Yeah. All right, time for the third round of ginger beers. Before we get there, though, the other day I saw something on TikTok. getting all my social medias mixed up.
On that Flickr plan.
On the TokTok.
Hey, I was watching some videos on TokTok and I should.
I saw this the other day.
I think they changed the name to MetaBook.
The Metaverse.
That's kind of exciting. Anyway.
No, it's
not. No.
Anyway, the claim was if you don't have ginger ale, all you need to do is take Sprite and mix a tiny little bit of Coke and it tastes exactly like ginger ale.
All right.
So we've pre-mixed. So we've got Sprite with a little bit of Coke and
We're gonna give it a go.
We'll give it a go.
It looks the part.
It looks the part. That's why I thought it was just a let's do this because it looks like ginger ale, but it smells like Coke and lemonade to me.
Mm.
And no, it just tastes like Sprite.
Yeah, doesn't taste like ginger at all,
does it?
It looks like ginger.
Maybe we need some more Coke in it.
Maybe some more Coke. We're
just going to keep going until we get it.
Just until it's total Coke.
Maybe we put raw eggs in it. Let's try real ginger.
I've realised the issue.
What?
We're not supposed to put Coke in it. We're supposed to put Coca-Cola in it. Russ.
Oh, Russ.
I was watching the wrong TikTok.
Watching the Mexican one. let's try that one. It's a bit darker.
Yeah.
Oof. What are we smelling it for? What are we smelling it? Hang on.
Force a habit now. I sniff everything.
Sniff everything. You go to the toilet.
No, a bit more Coke in there. Let's see if this works. Absolutely not. What a load of shit.
That is absolute cap.
As most.
Because what got me, because it was a Stitch on TikTok. Someone had watched the video, then they're like, let's see if it works. And put it, wow, that works. So either they have really shit ginger ale in America.
I think that's the issue.
Yeah.
It's just all corn syrup.
Wow, it tastes like more sugar.
That was a shit.
Oh my God.
I tried it the other day at work with Sprite and Coke, but unfortunately at work we've got Pepsi, not Coke, and we've got Schweppes lemonade, not Sprite,
which will probably taste better, I reckon.
Both flavors you just taste individually. Yeah. So yeah. Anyway, let's piss that one off.
That was a great idea. Yeah. Mm. All right, last beer.
From the aforementioned one of my favorite breweries in Brisbane. This is Ginger Beard. It's gluten-free ginger beer from Ether Brewing, 4.3% in a big old, not big old, just standard size 375ml can. All right, so Ether Brewing ginger beer. This is probably the more colourful, the most amount of colour. That last one from Your Mates was a bit sort of clear and...
Looked like milk water.
Yeah, it got milky water. This actually got a bit of like yellowness to it. I can't remember the colour of the Black House one, actually.
It was more clear.
Yeah.
Not as hazy.
Something different on the nose, though.
Definitely.
Like orange, maybe?
I think it's just a lot more gingery.
Is that what it is?
Maybe. Might be the lack of gluten that's been affected.
Actually, you know which one's not bad? The Zephyr ginger beer.
Oh, yes.
Which is a Kiwi brand, I think.
It's brewed about like 5 kilometres from my house in New Zealand.
Oh, really?
They don't do some bad stuff. They've got an apple... Never mind.
Apple,
is that between there and
apple
the
crumble area? Cider? That's supposed to be really good.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is really
it's
good.
Supposed to be really good. The apple crumble cider.
Yeah.
I was tempted to go check it out while I was over there, but thank you for answering. Next time.
Wow, that's fucking different.
Yeah, that's got a much bigger, stronger flavor than the Tilly.
It's better than Tilly.
Yeah.
In saying that, fucking that cider that we had. It's different. Yeah, it's a cider.
Yeah.
So, but I enjoyed that. But I'm enjoying this.
I'm kind of with you. This is like big and bold and punchy, and it's got that real burn for the.
Yeah, it's got the real ginger hit to it. It's like,
it's the manly one.
Exactly right. This has got a man with a beard on the can, so, you know, it's,
sort
it
of
says,
us.
Yeah, it says, yeah. And he's smoking a pipe, so
even
says
though,
it all.
Even though your beard
it's Tilly. just leave my beard alone. If I grow it too long, it starts growing into like whirlwinds and crop circles. I don't like it.
That's what Bob Ross's hair looked like. Just go with it, mate.
Yeah.
It worked for him.
Yeah. Anyway, so Tilly over there is not smoking. She probably was smoking, so she looks like a hippie.
Yeah. You've got to
probably listen to the Beatles as well.
Got a face spray.
What's the song you say last week?
Eleanor Rigby.
Eleanor Rigby. That was great.
So what you're saying is you've got a face spray.
Pretty much, yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
They do awesome
canard. It is good. Yeah.
I just like Ether altogether.
Yeah, they jumped on our live the other day.
Yeah, they did too.
They jumped off straight away.
Yeah, they seen your face.
I mean, they stayed. Yeah. We had a long conversation. Well, we had a conversation with them. Yeah. They just didn't reply. So.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
But speaking of lives, everyone just look out for them. If you want to jump on. We don't care.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Got any questions or anything? You just want to talk crap or whatever? Just jump on.
Yeah.
Any conditions, have a beer. but you get that. You had something you want to talk about?
I've probably got a few things.
Let's
depends
go.
How much time we got.
How much time do you have?
No time. Actually, so I don't know how much controversial shit did we want in the one episode? Should I save it for next week?
What are you talking about?
So I've got a theory, right? My theory is when it comes to climate activism specifically, that is a privileged attitude.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, explain.
Explain?
Yeah.
So in third world countries where people can't afford to eat and have fresh water and all of that sort of shit,
yeah,
do you think they give two shits about the environment?
Nope.
No.
Right. So you've got to be in a certain level of comfort for your only problem to be about the environment, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to say I'm all about improving our environmental position.
Absolutely, yeah.
But I think the attitude towards, well, my way of activism is just to go and protest, doesn't fix anything.
No, exactly right.
The people that are fixing things are the ones that are taking action, not making noise. Yeah,
the people, they're not protesting with a solution, they're protesting for the problem, and that doesn't help.
No, exactly.
No, that's just whingy, basically.
Yeah.
Glorified. Well, but when you mean by fixing the problem, you mean like shoe bombers?
What?
What?
Like terrorism. Is that someone that's acting proactively to fix the problem? They go blow themselves up? Is that what you're
referring to? I suppose it depends what the problem is. But what I'm talking about is I was listening to a podcast the other day that there's a wine company called Hidden Sea, for example. And for every bottle of wine that's sold, they pay to have 10 plastic bottles removed from the ocean.
Yeah.
So they're actively taking action and they're using like ecological environmental awareness and capitalism to try and solve the problem, not just going, well, we've got to be one or the other.
Yeah.
Right. So they're going, yes, we're making money. We're not a not-for-profit company, but we're also paying to improve our environmental position through every sale that we make. And that's part of our branding.
Yeah.
Right. So they're actually, they're taking action. They're talking the talk. They're walking the walk, not just talking the talk.
Yeah.
So, anyway, back to my point was it's a privileged position.
Yeah.
And the biggest argument that climate activists have is that we're all privileged and we don't give a shit about the environment, which is not true.
No.
But there's more, it's more complex than I think they're giving it credit.
Yeah, they think if they glue themselves to the street and all of a sudden people have gone to, okay, we'll turn off all the exhaust.
Yeah.
Like that's their idea. But they're not...
The irony of it, the last time they did
like
that, they held up
to a tree.
Yeah, it's like you get taught a management. Don't come to me with a problem, come to me with a solution.
Exactly, yeah. Right. So the last time they did that, they glued themselves to the road or the busway specifically in Brisbane and held up hundreds of buses for hours on end that were sitting there idling.
These buses in Brisbane, they're actually eco-friendly buses that run on natural gas, are they not?
Natural gas is still
another problem. Yeah.
It's finite resource reduces emissions.
It reduces less emissions.
Yeah, but still, they're sitting there idling while someone's trying to argue that we should be saving the environment.
Yeah. The one thing that shits me about that, like this is more of the working man mentality, is that single mum that's trying to get to the coffee shop to do a shift. Mm. And she catches a bus because she can't afford a car.
Yeah.
Now, this mango has turned up and glued themselves to the road.
Who obviously has no job or very limited work.
Or social responsibility. Not saying that everyone needs a job because everyone wants financial freedom and all that sort of shit, but let's face the real brass tacks of it all. There's people out there that get affected about that largely just because you're trying to make an opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's cause and effect. Every action, there's a consequence.
Yeah.
I'll put the headline for the episode. Cause and effect.
I was going to write the ginger beer as the title for the episode.
Or ginger beards.
Very gingery episode. But I understand exactly what you're saying. Like, I understand people need to step up and take action. You know?
Yeah.
Like, if you want something, you know, fucking do it. Don't sit on the fence and bitch and moan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I totally agree with that. And, like, the people that go to the farmers, like the vegans, they fucking lose their shit and stuff.
Oh, that's outrageous.
Off,
yeah. You know what I mean? These guys are just trying to earn a living. They are fulfilling a demand of the populace. They're not sitting there peddling meat as the greatest thing on the planet. They might be, but that's because it's their livelihood.
Just let people do what they want. There's enough fucking regulations and red tape in the world for more people to make more drama and shit.
Well, how often in our world, and I'm not talking just about vegans, it's all avenues of extreme ideology that we get... other people's opinions forced on us.
Yeah, 100%.
Mm. And they're like, well, you have to believe what I believe.
Yeah.
Which is bullshit.
Yeah.
Easy examples are, you know, Christianity.
Yeah.
like any that's a basic one.
Yeah.
It's like door knocking, invading people's privacy and personal time.
To add on that, one of my old business partners was a Muslim man, and we found a lot of our objections wasn't to do with business. It was because of his ideology and the fact that, like, I didn't disrespect what he'd done, like, but there was no way that his religion didn't stop getting in the way of what we're doing.
Yeah.
It's fucked. You know what I mean? So to him to push his agenda on me.
Exactly. It's pushing an agenda, isn't it?
Yeah, to make me understand where he's coming from. I get where he's coming from, but I don't want your agenda.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the beer.
I think this is my favourite of three, to be honest. It's it's a bigger flavour. It's a spicier ginger hit. It's the fizzier of the other ones. I found the other ones a bit flat. Mm. It's definitely a lot more life to it than the others. It's in a decent sized can as well. So I'll give that one an 8.
Mm. I'm kind of at a 9.
Mm.
Like, I agree. Like, I think it's the best of the day. Not that I disliked the Black Hops, because I really did dislike the Black Hops, but this is truer to form for an. Like,
so you really did dislike?
No, I did like the Black Ops.
Okay.
Mm.
But this is truer to form for a straight down the line ginger beer.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think it deserves kudos for that. Yeah. I think it's done well.
Yeah, I totally agree, man. I really enjoy that. It's going to get an 8, but it's a high 8. But in saying that, I'd probably buy the Black Ops more before this one.
Really?
Mm. I don't know, I just found it really pleasant. I hate Consitus, but that was good.
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was nice, the ginger beer. 100%. Way better than the other shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm glad I gave that a 4. Yeah, definitely. 8. High 8. Ether. Yeah. Well done.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, I'll say it is gluten free as well. So.
Oh, winning. So. Keep someone happy.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Is that thing all ginger beers are gluten free, or is it just.
I think it's the easiest one to make gluten free.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's actually a growing avenue.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's certain breweries that identify it as gluten-free or gluten-reduced.
Yeah.
Which is like, I think we spoke about it with the Happy Valley.
Yeah, yeah, Happy Valley.
That's actually a massive draw card for a certain community.
Yeah.
So if you're the only one in Brisbane, or there's only two in Brisbane, you kind of got a narrow market there, so you pick up a lot of customers.
Yeah, and some, like, you know, as I said, like my wife, you know, likes alcoholic ginger beer. She might listen to this one, and yeah, she's gluten intolerant. And
she listens to this episode. She's not listening to another.
What's in this ginger beer? It seems Chris silly. You know, like, I kind of think these are topics that my viewpoint is it's like in a left, I suppose you would identify. Like, I'm not the full blown lefty. I still believe a lot of there's a lot of bullshit that goes on in the left ideology, but I'm not full right either. Where I'm like, no, nobody can do anything different ever.
Mm. Like, there's balance in the middle, but unfortunately, the balance in the middle is drowned out by the extremes on the left and right.
Correct. Of course, because that sells.
Yeah,
it sells media, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and that's what drives a lot of the shit going around is the media, especially Australian media, because it's so, like, you know, tied into the political agenda. So
yeah. On that delightful note.
All right, for all the listeners still awake there.
Oh, fuck off.
Have you, look, your swear jar's pretty high today, mate. Your mum's going to give us a call.
Oh, yeah, fuck, mum.
Your mum will call us and be like, can you just calm Chris down?
Russell kicks.
And bleep him out.
He cuts it out
times.
Anyway. Actually, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, it was.
Probably 12, 10?
No. Do you blank out when you swear? Like, honestly.
Yes, 100%.
It's like a mini stroke.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all we've got time for on this episode of the Pour On A Man podcast. Thank you for joining us once again. We're sorry that we won't hear from any of you ever again, probably. I've been Russell.
I've been Mozza.
I've been Chris.
You've been awesome. We'll catch you next week. Oh,